This is News Director Larissa Donovan. We are continuing our Meet the Candidates series with the fifth candidate for the Beltrami County District 2 race. This will be on the primary ballot on August 9th. The new District 2 includes three City of Bemidji wards. Welcome to our studios, Darren Toby.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I guess to start out with, I just want to say I am not a politician. I'm not in it for the politics. I'm in it for the people. Being born and raised in Bemidji, Minnesota, I've lived here all my life. I've been a small business owner for over 25 years. I've done well at that. And that's where I think I would make a difference. By being in business, I can kind of see some common sense in our local government. That's what I would be after. Overspending is a big issue with me. And another big issue is the outrageous taxes that we have here in Beltrami County. Obviously, money has to come from somewhere. There's a lot of different avenues out there to get that. I think that our taxes are getting way out of hand. Being a homeowner, I see that every year. It goes up and up and up. Another thing, too, Beltrami County, we need some road repair. There is some issues there. There is monies out there that I'm aware of. Another one that really gets me is school security. I think we need to pay attention to that for our kids. There's been a lot of things happening around the world that I disagree with, and we need to take a look at that as well. What else here? Wasteful spending. I kind of see a lot of that in the county. And another one is retired vets. I know the new veteran home is going up right now, which is a great thing. There's a few of them in the state. We need to really pay attention to that. The homeless as well. They deserve some stuff too. There's a lot of monies that could be put towards that type of thing. I guess another thing is, a lot of times when people call, we'll call a commissioner. Sometimes they won't answer their phones. I'm that guy that would answer the phone because I'm in it for the people. I want to be the people's voice. I'm very good at that. I think I speak enough for everybody else by being in business for that many years. It's been a challenge. My business is Arrowhead Glass in Nymor, the oldest glass company in Bemidji, Minnesota, actually the northern part of the state. Outside of that, that's kind of where I'm at. I back the blue. Crime is a big thing. Again, there's some jailing issues I'm aware of that coming up here soon, there's going to be some votes on what to do with this jail problem. It's overcrowded. And I think a person needs to look at how the money's going to the jail system when it's, our jail is full, so then we're shipping people around to other jails, and that costs money as well. Granted, building a new facility is very expensive. Possibly there's some alternatives, additions, adding on. I don't know. I guess we would maybe look at some of that type of thing. Other than that, I think that's pretty much where I stand.
Okay, well, that's a list of issues there, Darren. Now, to backtrack a little bit, when you say there's overspending, I was hoping maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit. The county government is an arm of the state when it comes to unfunded mandates is a big thing I hear a lot when we're talking about county government. The state issues its mandates that you must provide services to the people of the county. And I was just wondering, where do you see the overspending? Is it in the in these unfunded mandates, or is it elsewhere?
I would say it's in the unfunded. A little bit of wasteful money there that I can see.
All right. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? Okay. All right. So let's talk, trying to go through the list you were going over here. Let's talk a little bit about road repairs. Where do you see where monies can be directed better to fund these road repairs?
Wow, we have lots of how do I put it, lots of big potholes on the streets around the area. I live over on the east side of the lake, and that road is traveled well. It's traveled real well. So granted, that's going to happen, but there's potholes there. There's potholes all over around town. And I understand that a lot of those issues come from, like, winter freeze-ups and spring thaws. Rather than spending money to redo a road, I would say repair that as much as you can to get the longevity out of it as long as possible.
Right, and it does cost about $1 million a mile.
Exactly.
To remill a county road. Like, and that's before, like, inflation and all that.
Correct, yes. Inflation's a big thing right now. It's really scary.
So, going out to the county jail project, a plan is expected to be announced. What do you hope to see in, if there's a new facility or if it's an extensively remodeled or expanded facility at its current site, what are your hopes for a new jail system?
I guess I would like to see the numbers on paper to make a decision on that, where we'd be better off building or adding on, remodeling. Yes.
That'll be coming out in a couple of months too, but without those numbers in front of us, of course. Like, what are your hopes? Like, what would you want to see in a county jail project?
I'd like to see it be done for as affordably as possible, whichever way it goes.
Okay, and you also mentioned crime rates. The sheriff is having its own primary race this fall, but what would you do to support the county law enforcement if you were elected commissioner?
Give them whatever they want. I back the blue 100%. Without law enforcement, we would be in a war zone. And we have a lot of crime here that needs to be taken care of one way or another.
And what are your thoughts about programs to reduce recidivism and things like that, to keep crime from beginning or reoccurring in the first place?
Education. If you break the law, you get in trouble. It's that simple. Follow the laws. Teach them young. Obey the laws, period.
All right. And Beltrami County is one of the poorest counties in the state. You know, there's a lot of poverty in here, and thus, in turn, a great need for a lot of these social services our county is mandated to provide. What would you do to support improving the conditions of those in poverty so hopefully they can steer away and build themselves better lives away from the social service system?
Try to put some type of incentives out there to try to help those people become better people, obviously. Get out there and find a job. There's lots of jobs. There's lots of opportunity in this county. It seems everywhere you go, everybody is hiring, but nobody wants to go to work. I don't understand that one at all. I guess that's where it starts. You got to work to get ahead. That's the bottom line.
Beltrami County, I was just reviewing numbers this week, about 900 to 1,000 slots short for childcare needs. And I imagine that can play a big role in people not being able to go back to work. What are your thoughts about supporting supporting our childcare industry right here in town, encouraging those who can to open up more facilities or more spots for more kids?
I would say yes, more facilities. If it's needed, it's definitely needed. And if money has to come through the county for that or as an incentive, that would be one avenue to take.
All right. Well, are there any other thoughts that you might have about your campaign going into the primary race on August 9th?
No, I guess I just, furthermore, I want to add, I'm not in it for the politics. I'm in it for the people. I've never held a public office in my life, but I've been a small business owner for 25 years plus. And you see where you need to, how do I say it? Slice it down, cut the overhead, trim it down. There's got to be different ways to keep more money on the table.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today, Darren Tobey, candidate for Beltrami County District 2.
Thank you.